This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado law will now extend all of its benefits for veterans to those who were discharged because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. In the past, the U.S. military forced some LGBTQ service members to leave with a so-called other-than-honorable discharge. Governor Polis has signed a bill that creates a new status for those veterans, giving them access to things like state education benefits, specialized veterans' license plates, and discounted hunting licenses. Colorado teenagers would get 3 free therapy sessions to help them cope with the pandemic under a bill in the state legislature. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The first-of-its-kind effort aims to confront what medical experts call a tsunami of mental health needs in youth. The state's Robert Werthwein says some students have experienced significant trauma during the past year.
I want youth to be able to engage in services without worrying about going through the school necessarily. So youth 12 and older, they can consent to their own therapy.
Youth up to age 18 could access the services. The $9 million from federal stimulus funds would reimburse providers. The program would last 1 year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter's bill to let legal marijuana businesses access banks and other financial services has passed the House on a bipartisan vote, but the Safe Banking Act did not get support from some of Perlmutter's fellow Coloradans, including Republican Ken Buck, who expressed concerns that drug cartels and illegal growers could abuse the banking system. The House passed a similar bill 2 years ago, but it died in the Senate. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.